refugees entering Mexico doubles in 2021. A record-breaking 131,000 people filed refugee petitions last year in Mexico, with Haitians and their South American-born children making up the largest groups. That's an 86% increase over 2019, where some 70,000 refugees were filed. Honduras in the past filed the greatest number of these petitions, but their applications only grew 20% in 2021, where refugee applications from Haiti grew by 773%, Chileans by 767%, and Brazilians by 592%. However, many Mexican officials have pointed out that many Chilean and Brazilian petitioners are actually the children of Haitians who were living in those countries until recently. So in other words, some of these individuals that are being filed as Chilean or Brazilians are actually just recent births in other countries from refugees from Haiti, showing that the diaspora is furthering to move. These Mexican officials also documented that more than 10,000 Honduran children, either traveling with family members or coming alone, entered Mexico, compared to 6,000 Chilean children and 3,500 born in Haiti. These large number of refugees have overwhelmed Mexican immigration authorities, many of whom are getting released into what people call open-air prisons in cities near the border of Guatemala. There's also been several migrant caravans taking off from the city of Tapachula, which is one of these cities being called an open-air prison. These caravans left Tapachula late this summer and some early fall, some of which were 15,000 Haitians making their way to Del Rio, Texas in September, which perhaps some of us remember from those iconic images of Border Patrol agents on horseback, with another migrant caravan breaking through a Mexican National Guard blockade in late October. With the situation in Haiti continuing to be more turbulent since the president's assassination, there's no sign in the coming future that these refugees will slow down. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.